الله أكبر 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 لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر مداد كلماته وعدد خلقه الحمد لله رب العالمين الملك الحق المبين ولي المتقين المعز للشعائر الذين آمنوا أحمده سبحانه وأشكره على نعمه التي لا تحصى وأشهد أن نبينا وسيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وعلى آله أجمعين Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him, and we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace, and your blessing be upon your servant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and upon his family and all his companions. When a dear guest come to you and is about to leave, you feel sad. And here Ramadan came and left. Like a twinkling of an eye, very fast. Fast in the day, and who prayed Taraweeh at night, supplicated for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept. With the acceptance of the good deed is more important than even the good deed itself. Because you may be doing something good, but if it's not accepted, so it is not of worth anything. So Ramadan is a month of training for all Muslims to train themselves how to be patient, how to be pious, how to supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and continue. How to pray on time, how to fast. And the fast itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward for it. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that fasting is for Him and He is going to reward for it, this means that no mind can imagine what kind of reward. That's reward will be from the most generous Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for rewarding for fasting is no one will know it except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. So let's have the impact of Ramadan on us all year around. Not only one month, but let's take Ramadan as a state. So as a state that we can follow, or at least to continue doing some of what we're doing in Ramadan. This means that we need to fast some of the days, like Mondays and Thursdays, or like the 13th and the 14th and the 15th of the month. And most importantly, to fast 6 days in this month where we now, Shawwal. The six days could be immediately after one day of the Eid, could be in the middle, could be at the end, could be separated. As long as you are in the same this month, then the reward is like you fasten the whole year. The whole year. This is the promise that we get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we learn from the month of Ramadan that what we keep doing during the rest of the year, it is a way that we can improve ourselves, improve our behaviors, improve our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow the guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and be a role model. And when people, especially here in this country or in the West, when people will see you, they will say he is a Muslim. He is a Muslim by his behavior. He is a Muslim by his help to the others, giving help to non-Muslims and non-Muslims. He is a Muslim by his taqwa, peace, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this month, in the month of Ramadan, especially in the last 10 days, Muslims around the world, that they would increasing and maximizing their worship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in the night of power, Laylatul Qadr. So, and this could, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to do this, this by itself a blessing that we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. Many people, they thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the material blessing, for the wealth, for the health, for whatever materialistic. But most importantly, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the spiritual blessings, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a believer heart, to give us just to thank Him, just to think of Him, to remember Him. That's by itself it's a blessing that we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. Because the spiritual blessings will be more endurance. It will last long. This is a way that will help you to live a life that going to, regardless if you have material or not, you're going to be thankful for Allah. And just for the state of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a state of al-hamidin, al-shakirin. And when you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase the blessing on you. Whatever, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open a door for you to do a good deed, take advantage of it. Maximize that good deed. If He lets you do something good, do more of it. Don't let it go, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose you to do this. So when you do what you're supposed to do, then more blessings will come. That more good deeds will come, because good deeds will follow. Good deeds will follow. When you have a good deed to follow another good deed, that means the good deeds will be maximized. And God forbid, if you have a bad deed, you should follow it with a good deed immediately. But if you know the status of you with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, see you where you are, what you're doing. If you do good deed, this means, and a good deed will follow another good deed, this means that you are on the right track. And also be very careful, because you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that good deed to be accepted. Because the acceptance of the good deed itself is more important than doing the good deed. So may Allah accept our good deeds and maximize all what you do for the sake of Him. The impacts of Ramadan on us should stay all year round. We should not leave Ramadan and say, hey, Ramadan is over. No, we should live the state of Ramadan all year round. We should keep our tongues from biting and our parts, our body parts, should be in a state of fasting all year round. We should remember that, because this is a training course that we've been through, intensive training course, day and night, and reciting the Quran. Reciting the Quran, if you completed it once, no. You should keep it in mind that the Quran and the fasting will intercede for you in the Day of Judgment. And when you keep them all in mind, when you keep them going, at least little, then you will be maximized. Because when you maintain a little of the good deeds, eventually it's going to be more than if you have lots of good deeds and interrupted. So whatever little but continue, it's more than more but interrupted. So fasting and reading Quran, that's two things that you keep in mind, that in the Day of Judgment will intercede and will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to intercede for you and to take you to the paradise. And the paradise has several doors, and the door of Rayyan is one of the doors, to especially for the fasting people. So the impact of Ramadan should be with us all the time. Should be on us, on the whatever we do with ourselves, whatever we do with our communities, whatever we do with our neighbors, whatever we do with our families, whatever we do with our nations, whatever we do with the whole world. Because the world will be peaceful if we start with ourselves and we spread that peaceful message of Islam. Because Islam, it means submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Submission to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to do in the Quran, and follow the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah accept our good deeds and maximize it, and make it our state all year round. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة supplicate. May Allah accept our supplication at this time. والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. So the impact of Ramadan on us in this life and the afterlife should be the main point that we care about. So in this life, when you get used to fast, when you get used to pray at night, when you get used to spend and give charities, when you get used to feed the hunger, when you get used to do whatever you can to help whoever in need, when you help somebody just to solve a problem of somebody else, that's one of the great good deeds that you can do. When you keep Ramadan state in all your life affairs, you go into spiritually enhanced your status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enhance your status on earth. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves someone, he will tell Sayyidina Jibreel that I'm loving so and so, so love him. And Sayyidina Jibreel will tell the inhabitants of the heavens that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves so and so, love him. And you will, on earth, will be the same. So when you have a good memory for you, that may people pray for you, that whatever you do will be a role model and good deed that people will follow. When you maximize what you do that people will follow, that you're going to even earn rewards while you do nothing, while you stay in home, while you sleep, or even after death, you will get reward for what you are reason, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you reason for you, for other people to follow. And the opposite too, if God forbid that you did something bad and other people follow you in doing it, you will be cursed, you will be punished, not only for what you did yourself, but for when other people follow you, their bad deeds going to be yours also, because you are a reason for it. So make sure when you, especially in this electronic connections, if you spread something good, that reward will come to you, and whoever will spread it also will come forward back to you. And if you spread, God forbid, you spread something bad, that's going to be the same opposite. The cursed and the bad deed will be on you, and whoever ever followed because of you, you will be cursed for it too. So keep in mind what you do, it's going to be rewarded. Three things that will continue after the person's death. Waladun Saleh, a good son or daughter that will pray for you. Sadaqatun Jariyah, if you do a charity, because that charity going to be a reason for people to benefit from it, and whoever will benefit from it, will you will reward for it. Sadaqatun Jariyah, Waladun Saleh, yad'u lah, wa ilmun yuntafa bih, if you have knowledge that you can leave. If you contribute to something that's going to, not only specific, any knowledge that we can, human can learn from. If you are a doctor, you leave knowledge in medicine. If you are an engineer, you leave knowledge in engineering. If you, whatever, if you are teaching, you help people to, for morals, and all kind of good knowledge. But also it's bad knowledge. Bad knowledge, stay away from bad knowledge. And good knowledge and bad knowledge is like a good deed and bad deed. So if you could be very skillful of how to steal or how to do things bad, that's of course that's bad knowledge. If you have good knowledge in teaching the people to get to their morals and to do good in their lives and to solve problems and to help people to maximize their livelihood and all, that's good knowledge that you can help. So now, there's also impacts on Ramadan, on the hereafter, on the afterlife. What's that? You're going to, in the Day of Judgment or before the Day of Judgment, people are going to be thirsty. But you, because of fasting, you are not going to be thirsty. So people are going to be hungry, but because of fasting, you are not going to be hungry. People are going to be afraid, but you're going to be feeling safe, because you're going to be in the closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People are going to be sad for whatever reason, but you're going to be happy because of your fasting and because of your close deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The calamities that is going to be forever gone. No more calamities, no more worries. So you're going to get into the paradise from the door, which is Rayyan. And also you're going to have a great pleasure. That great pleasure that will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show you what He prepared for you. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will prepare for the fasting people that who no mind conceive, no one can think about. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward the fasting people and will reward whoever will stick with His commandments. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward for fasting, that's by itself a reason for you to keep it in mind all year round. So for reading the Quran, praying at night, supplicating, that's all this one of the things that you can continue throughout the year after Ramadan. The blessing of supplication, istighfar. When you supplicate for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, by itself, this means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the door for you, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. When He give you the blessing of asking for forgiveness, it means that that's by itself, it's a door that you will be forgiven with God will. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the door for you to do something good, so keep it and maximize it. May Allah accept our good deeds, and may Allah accept our fasting and praying and supplication. Ameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وآخر الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.